right out of the gate this morning, we are going to jump into things. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis is joining us live over the phone to start off the morning show today. Senator Lummis, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm well, Duke. Thank you. How are things in Star Valley?
Oh, things here are great. We have some snow coming in, but that's normal. So we're going to enjoy some sunshine today while we can get a few minutes of it. But hey, we certainly appreciate you taking some time and discussing what's going on in this crazy country of ours that we love. But Senator, we wanted to start off with the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate, and this is very timely, because it was just made official this week that the Wyoming State Legislature is going to hold a special session next week in regards to this and kind of decide what to do. So, Senator, when this was announced by the Biden administration, this vaccine mandate, what was your initial response to this?
Well, this is a violation of people's individual rights. Personally, I think it's unconstitutional what he's doing, and there will be plenty of opportunity to litigate that as soon as he puts his executive order in writing. What has happened so far is he's announced it, but now I think the White House recognizes they've gone too far, and they're trying to find a way to craft the written executive order in a way that won't violate the Constitution. I don't know how they can do that, because when you order people to choose between getting fired and having a vaccine, that is, in my view, unconstitutional, and I don't know how you get around it.
You know what, it's interesting when you talk about asking federal employees to get it, but then when you do non-federal employees. So, Senator, what at this point, what is your recommendation to people, residents of Wyoming, that feel that the vaccine is not for them, yet they fall under this category of, I work for an employer that has more than 100 employees? How should people be responding to this?
Well, I would encourage every employer of that size to fight this. It is truly unreasonable for the federal government to ask employers to enforce on their employees a vaccine. And you're correct. If it were federal employees and just federal employees, maybe there could be some justification for that. I actually think that even that is going too far. But for individuals, this is just completely out of bounds. The military also has a different status with regard to this issue. And so we need to address these things one by one. I have supported 6 bills that push back against these mandates. There is a No Vaccine Passports Act. There is a bill specifically to prohibit forced vaccines, another to prevent unconstitutional vaccine mandates for interstate commerce, another that says no taxation, no one can be fined who violates the COVID mandates, in other words. No Vaccine Passports Act would prohibit the government mandating any vaccine that was first approved under the emergency use authorization. Transparency in COVID-19 Expenditures Act is another one, and Transparency in COVID Research Act. We're also going to submit a bill today that would further augment those bills. Now, we're trying to get them passed quickly, but that requires unanimous consent of the Senate. And so far, Democrats have been opposed to our consideration of these. So, interestingly, you have a Republican Party that is united against these mandates, but it only takes one Democrat to stop these bills. And so far, that is exactly what has happened.
Speaking with U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis this morning, Senator, as Wyoming prepares to hold their own special legislative session in the state, we've seen some other states that have done this and have made it illegal in their state, kind of in response to these vaccine mandates. They've made it illegal in their states to have companies force employees to get the COVID vaccine. Would you like to see the Wyoming legislature do something similar in their session next week?
Actually, I would. I think that bolsters the efforts of individuals and further asserts the 10th Amendment rights of states. So I'm proud of the Wyoming legislature for taking this on.
Senator, another distinction that I think can be made here is that you can be anti-mandate and pro-vaccine at the same time.
Absolutely. I personally got a vaccine, and I was happy to do so. I've had both shots, and I'll probably get the booster next month. But this is an individual choice, and there are people who have had COVID whose natural immunity is much stronger than those of us who actually got the vaccine. They should be exempt from this. There are people who, for either religious reasons or concerns about health, have decided they don't want the vaccine, and their personal choice should be respected. Additionally, there's going to be an effort to roll out the vaccine for people ages 5 through 11 next week. Good heavens, there's evidence coming out of Israel. Israel's done the most research on these vaccines and their effects on people that would advise against some of these younger people getting the vaccine. This is one of the most egregious overreaches that the United States has ever imposed upon its own citizens. So if there was ever an issue where the people are right, the states are right, and the federal government is wrong, this is it. So I'm very proud of our Wyoming legislature for taking this on, asserting the rights of the people of Wyoming.
Well, and if you think people are upset over the possible loss of their jobs, when you start bringing their kids into the conversation, it's even a bigger deal from there. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis joining us live this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, another question I wanted to ask. We've seen this kind of circulating around on social media, discussions on this. We've also had even some of our local banking institutions kind of send out, I wouldn't say alerts, but just say like heads ups on this. And the president's administration is talking out of a proposal to have banks required to report back to the IRS on any accounts that have over $600 worth of transactions in and out in a year. Tell us about this, and should there be concern over this?
There should definitely be concern over this. And I'm on the banking committee. When Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, came before the banking committee, I pressed her hard on this issue. It makes absolutely no sense to gather information from individuals on accounts, whether it's $600 or $10,000, it still makes no sense. They want an additional $85 billion to hire more IRS auditors to go after taxpayers, and they think they're going to find, through this mechanism of snooping on people's bank accounts, that they're going to find tax cheaters. And their argument is the tax cheaters are the rich. Well, you're not going to find rich tax cheaters by snooping on people's individual accounts to the level of $600 or even $10,000, because when you think about the inflows and outflows of your account every year, if you're taking in a paycheck or money from a service you provide and paying it out, over the course of a year, your transactions are going to exceed $10,000. Now, there may be a few hidden billionaires in Star Valley, but this is going to affect every person in Star Valley. And it's absolutely extreme, unreasonable, unnecessary, and invasive. So both John Barrasso and I have been on the fight attacking the IRS for this kind of overreach and the Biden administration. Yesterday, I signed on to co-sponsor a bill by Senator Tim Scott called the Prohibiting IRS Financial Surveillance Act. The bill would prohibit the IRS from implementing any form of the Biden administration's invasive bank surveillance regime by preventing any new reporting requirements on banks to disclose information on an individual's private bank account deposits or withdrawal activity. And this language doesn't restrict any existing provision of current law, like the Bank Secrecy Act or existing subpoena authority. It just goes straight to the heart of the issue the Biden administration is raising that is so invasive, so aggressive, and would surveil people's individual bank accounts. You can't believe it, Duke. When we hear things like this, even in Washington, we think, surely not. Surely they're not serious about this. But indeed they are. So I want everybody in Wyoming to know, and especially the people in Star Valley, we are fighting every day, tooth and nail, against these extreme overreaches on our individual rights as people. The founding fathers would be shocked at what the Biden administration is proposing.
U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, thank you so much for your time. And of course, just in the last couple of months, you opened a congressional office here in Lincoln County in Afton. And makes it just that much easier for people to get in touch with you and your staff.
Yeah, I strongly encourage anyone who we can assist with issues with the federal government, be it veterans benefits, travel visas, social security issues, or anything else, by all means, please contact our office in Afton. We're here to help if we can.
U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis this morning to open up the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, thank you so much for your time.